Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the I Got Something to Say radio show, the D Hour Show Radio Network. Today is September 17, 2012, and once again, you have entered the ambiance, the atmosphere, the best independent radio station amongst the land, the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, and I have my co-host and executive producer in the building, and we are ecstatic to be here one more again on a Monday evening. We are in competition with football. We are in competition with the R&B Divas, Verse and Flow, and so much more on a magnitude Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see who's in the building with us, and we're going to kick this thing off. We have a wonderful, wonderful set for you this evening. Stay tuned for the I Got Something to Say show, new fall, or should I say autumn format. We're going to have a lot of new things coming your way, so stay tuned for that. And if you want to get on with us this evening, definitely check us out on www.blogtalkradio.com/DSandDavidHourShow. And you can call into the show at 718-766-4553. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you that number again, 718-766-4553. LEO, are you in the building? I know my co-hosts are coming in slowly but surely this evening. LEO, you in the building?
Yeah,
I walked past the vending machine. I saw some, you know, tall and brown-skinned, handsome gentleman walk by. I was like, is that L-E-O? Live everyday optimistically.
Oh, yeah, that was me. I was getting a bag of Doritos.
Wow. What kind did you get? You got some spicy Doritos?
No. My favorite is the ranch Doritos. Straight classic.
What? Are you serious right now? Wow. Exactly. LEO, live everyday optimistically, is in the building. He's going to be bringing some words of inspiration throughout the show. And also, we should have CK in the studio. What's going on, CK?
Not much, Peter. How are you today?
Doing fabulous, as always. Thank you for asking. I'm glad that you're also in the building on tonight, on Anonymous Blue Recording Studio. And should we say, this is where we kick off our show every Monday. Are you ready to be a part of a new, exciting format, or of course, another segment this evening?
Let's bring it.
All right. At least, it was certainly not last. We have our executive producer in the building, Mr. D. Slate. He is the proprietor of D Hour Show Radio Network, as well as the executive producer of the IEYE. You have two of them, right? Got Something to Say radio show. What's going on, D. Slate?
Hey, peoples, what's going on? Yes, in the building. I was right behind LEO. I was looking for the Chitlin flavored Doritos, but they looked like they ran out. So I got to run down to the store during the break and see if I can find the meatloaf flavored Doritos and the Chitlin flavored Doritos.
Right, well, their Chitlin flavored You don't have to run, walk, and take your time. Really, truly, it's not going to be no pressure, not on our end.
Yeah, I mean, if people don't know that Chitlin flavored Doritos has got this older black woman on the cover of the Doritos, and right under it it says my grandma. So just look for that on the Doritos. That's the Chitlin flavor.
Wow, the only thing I got was chitlin flavored because I just heard wah, 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 wah. Chitlin, really? Are you serious right now? Are you serious right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And every bag of chitlin flavored Doritos comes with a little packet of hot sauce.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to discuss this because, you know, they currently have the Lay's potato chips, and not to, you know, put the information out there, you know, Lay's potato chip competition for new flavors. So we may have to consider that and make it from a nacho to a potato chip. But let's see what we can do. And, you know, of course, you're always conjuring up something in the what? Ghetto Gourmet Kitchen.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if I think the Ghetto Gourmet I think he got a little food poisoning when he went to this all white restaurant. So he might not be around tonight, but I guarantee tonight you're definitely gonna get some sports news tonight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Al Norfolk, he may be in the building a little bit later. If not, he will have the night off, and I will just be giving you some tidbits of what he normally brings in this segment, the Say Something News. D. Slate will be bringing some, you know, information about the latest sports. You know, it's football, should I say, foosball season. And CK, our media guy, he's always going to bring the roundtable discussion of the day, and who knows what else that may come about. And ladies and gentlemen, as stated previously, we're going to be having, for the new fall format, we're going to be having Curry Caribbean Vibe. We're going to incorporate some new soca, some dancehall, some Caribbean culture and roots, and be bringing interviews and things of that nature within the I Got Something to Say radio show. We'll be adding some more sketch comedy characters, as well as some more enjoyable things, or rememberable characters and things of that nature. So stay tuned, keep it locked, encourage your folks, get on your social media network sites, your Twitter, your Facebook, your Reverbination, Instagram, whatever you need to do, get a box to tie it to your toes and just run up and down the neighborhood, but let them know that you, or should I say I, got something to say. How was everybody's weekend?
Well, I just want to say if my peoples tonight don't mind, I will be more than happy if my man Al can't join us tonight. I will be more than happy to also give the Say Something News tonight.
That would be phenomenal. So you can incorporate that also with the sports. So we're going to keep
Absolutely.
This thing moving, and we always, always have a couple of laughs and discussions, and sometimes we're all over the place. Sometimes it's improvisation. Sometimes it's planned. But that's the great thing of being the I Got Something to Say radio show personalities, if you will, not multiple within one person, because that would make you a DSM-4 candidate for all of my clinicians out there. Yes. Right. I often like to think of myself as diversified, not a personality with diversities. Oh, I might have to coin that term. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I hope everyone had a great weekend. School is back in session, and grocery stores are empty, and Hurricane Preparedness Month, and so many things are going on. Last week, I actually had the opportunity to be a part of the Mental Health Awareness Walk that took place in Virginia Beach. That was phenomenal. It was wonderful. It was encouraging, inspiring. And I guess 2 weeks from Saturday, I will be participating in the Making Strides Breast Cancer Walk. This will be the fifth year that Renaissance Woman Productions will be in participation. This year, on behalf of the I Got Something to Say radio show, the D Hour Show Radio Network, I will be walking on behalf of the station as well. So we are an independent radio station that is for cause. We stand for something, because if you don't, you're what? Fall for anything. And we are a station of unity within the community. So speaking of which, let's be mindful. If you are an independent artist, if you are a small business owner, and I don't mean small by chance of potential, I mean by way of module ROI, return of investment, definitely submit your information if you would like to purchase a package in terms of infomercials or advertisement commercials. Definitely check us out on Facebook, and our executive producer can provide you with an email in which you could contact us if you're interested in hearing your music in rotation, or if you like to purchase a package by way of putting your business on the display. For other viewing artists, or should I say listening artists or listening audience, to take a part of your company or your business. D-Slay, what is that information or the email address that our listening audience could, you know, tune into or submit to?
Absolutely. That email address to contact us will be dhourshow@gmail.com. dhourshow@gmail.com. dhourshow@gmail.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first. That's right. We are on ourselves tonight. Say Something News. We are radio. Today, once again, it is September the 17th, 2012. Get on your Facebook. We're going to be posting all night. I can't wait to hear what question or what discussion of the day CK is going to bring our way. Once again, D Slate will be bringing the Say Something News on behalf of Mr. Norfolk. He is out the building tonight. And also, we always have words of encouragement from Mr. L.E.O., Live Every Day Optimistically, and myself. Well, I'm the lady of the, you know, I'm not going to say the lady of the station, but, you know, I'm the hostess with the mostest, and I'm on a microphone. So with that being said, we're going to keep it moving, and we're going to get into our first musical break for the evening, and we're going to come back. We don't have a national interview for tonight. However, we are the celebrities. We are the stars in the building tonight. So we're going to be doing a little thing, and this is going to be called the People's Choice segment. Y'all like that?
Yeah, I can dig with that.
Okay, yeah. This is the People's Choice. Yes, you have, once again, you know, every so often, every blue moon, we've already had that, so let's just say every indigo moon, we'll have our episodes that will pretty much highlight us as artists. We are authors, we are poets, we're entrepreneurs, we're motivational speakers, we're classical harpists, yes. I'm a classical harpist. We're choreographers. We are people who are very well grounded in literal arts, culinary arts, fine arts, performing arts, anything that you could possibly think of, arts. So tonight, People's Choice on the I Got Something to Say show, it is the 17th day of September 2012, and the time is now 11 minutes after 10:11 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into this first musical break. Take it away, D-Slate.
It's the first musical break for the I Got Something to Say radio show tonight. We got some treats for you guys tonight. Tonight, on our first radio break, I will be giving you such hits as K. Michelle with her hit Ghost from her new mixtape Zero F's Given, you know, because I know we probably got some little kids that's listening right now trying to be sneaky. Go to bed! And
yeah,
we will also be giving you a classic hit from my man Case called Faded Pictures featuring Joe. Oh, yeah. We got hits for you guys tonight on the I Got Something to Say show. It is time to get the music on. Yeah!
trendsetter.
I can't believe my eyes. Can't believe what I'm seeing. What a surprise. I can't believe it. You used to be so many colors to me. Now when I look at you, all I see is clear. And nothing else in this world matters to me. Just as long as I have you.
Broken.
My name is Serenatus Penn, and I welcome you to my blog review sessions where I interview artistic, ambitious individuals just like you and me who want the world to know about their skills and talents. Check out my site, The Real Profiles of Rising Artistic Icons, at www.famousbynature.blogspot.com for my latest cover features, videos, and photos of my guests, and how you can subscribe and join to be the first to know about my next Artist on the Rise. You never know, you may be my next spotlight guest. Be a part of our future creators at Serenatus Penn Blog Reviews, where the talent starts and finishes with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, and I am joined by some very, very handsome and talented men in the building on this evening in Anonymous Blue Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Currently, we have our distinguished, our esteemed, fearless leader, who is also humble, our executive producer of the show and the CEO proprietor of the Hour Show, the D Hour Show, rather, our radio network, Mr. D Slate, is in the building.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeedy, D.
Yes, and we also are joined by CK, who is our media specialist, as well as our roundtable discussion coordinator, or should I say moderator. CK in the building. What's going on, CK?
Oh, nothing, just hanging out with the crew, loving the show, loving the music, looking forward to a nice roundtable discussion.
All right. And we have also Mr. L.E.O., Live Everyday Optimistically, poet, motivational speaker, and I negated to include the very much so talent, too, of Mr. C.K., author extraordinaire, and so on and so forth. But to go back to Mr. L.E.L., he is in the building, and he will be bringing us some encouraging words of wisdom. And being said, today is the People's Choice Awards, or should I say Choice Show. You never know, Miss Fabulous may give us a flow. But what's going on, L.E.L.?
Nothing much. I'm sitting back trying to contemplate on the message I'm going to deliver today, because, you know, I bring it from the heart. So it's going to be special. It's going to be special, I'm telling you that now.
All right, everybody say word. And Mr. Norfolk, L, should I say, Mr. Al Norfolk out of Norfolk, Virginia, has the evening off tonight. So if you're out there listening to the significant other, the Mrs. Al Norfolk, and all the friends and family, you will be joining us back here on the I Got Something to Say show on Monday. We do this each and every Monday, Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m., and definitely, like, you can hear us on www.blogtalkradio.com. facebook.com/DiazandDavidHourShow. You can hear us on your smartphone devices or your tablets or your iPads, iTunes, TuneIn radio application, and also you can call in to be a part of the radio show. We would love to have you at 718-766-44. And I always say that. It's only 1-4, people. 1-4. So let's try this one more again. It is 718-766-4553. That number again to get in, to fit in, is 718-766-4553. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, one more again. It is 718-766-4553. Right. The Bat Show. Which I know about. That's like 78 right there. But ladies and gentlemen, we just be cutting the fool. We be trying to retain ourselves. We eating Doritos and drinking room temperature water. We're putting grape Kool-Aid with no sugar in there, you know, while we do. But at the same time, we're going to get into one of our mini segments. We got a lot of things to bring to you tonight. We got an hour and a half show, so we can get a lot accomplished in 90 minutes. And we're going to school you about some things. And we may have some special guests to come through the building. You know, GB is going to be somewhere. But I believe may have a visit from our new friend. She's very, very intelligent. Her name is C. I'm a nerd. C. I'm a nerd. C-E-E. I'm a I-M-M-A. Nerd. And she's going to be joining the show every so often. So just be patient with her, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you always have that friend that don't necessarily fit into whose standards, but you know what. And then, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, in the fall, we're going to have another one of our infamous friends to come by the studio on a regular basis, and his name is I Know Karate. So everybody knows karate. If you don't know karate, you know what? Crazy. So we're going to start off right now. I think I'm feeling let's get into some sports, or let's get into the Say Something News right about now.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start off with some of the sports, and then we're going to go into the Say Something News. So for now, all my peoples out there, you better get ready. It's time for the sports segment by D Slate. It's time for, hey man, throw me that damn ball. Sports segment by D Slate in the building. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, all my football fans out there, yes, I've said it, all my football fans out there, I know you guys were, some people were happy this weekend. Some people were a little upset this weekend because some of their favorite teams sucked big time. And some of their favorite teams, there were some shockers this weekend. Yes, it was some shockers this weekend. And I'm going to take it to you right now. Let's start off with the Oakland Raiders at Miami. Look here, Oakland Raiders, they started off pretty good. It was looking kind of promising. And then Reggie Bush and the Miami Dolphins just ran away with it, or should I say swam away with it. And it was all she wrote. 35-13, Miami gave Oakland a damn stomping. And luckily, nobody at Miami Stadium got killed or got their ass beat, because you know how the Oakland Raider fans get down. They either shooting somebody or slapping somebody. So luckily nobody got beat down. Houston Texans at Jacksonville. It was a normal everyday Houston Texan whooping. I mean, they put the whooping on Jacksonville. The young quarterback Blaine Gabbert couldn't get him out the hole. Jacksonville takes it 27-7. In the state of Ohio, Cleveland Browns versus the Cincinnati Bengals. It was an Ohio fight in the state of Ohio, and it was coming down to the wire. But luckily for AJ Green and Mr. Dalton, quarterback, Mr. Dalton. They were able to take it. Cincinnati Bengals 34 over Cleveland 27. In Buffalo, oh my goodness, at Buffalo, Kansas City versus Buffalo. Unfortunately, Kansas City took another ass whooping like they stole something. It wasn't good, ladies and gentlemen. I know it wasn't good, but Buffalo and running back C.J. Spiller gave Kansas City the whooping they just definitely didn't deserve. And unfortunately, you know, they were able to put it down on them. Buffalo 35, Kansas City 17. I'm so sorry,
wow.
Kansas City fans. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Kansas City fans. It just wasn't working out for you guys this weekend. But it's okay. We got more weeks to come, so you should be all right. Now, Philadelphia, Baltimore. The Philadelphia Eagles at Philly facing the Baltimore Ravens. I'm telling you right now, the Baltimore Ravens, unfortunately, Baltimore came in there with Ray Lewis and the crew, and it came down to the wire. Now, if it was any other team, I would have said the only way they was going to have to beat Michael Vick is probably bring some dogs on the field. But unfortunately, it didn't go down like that. It didn't go down like that, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, Michael Vick was able to pull it out over the top and defeat the Baltimore Ravens 24-23. In the state of Indianapolis, Minnesota Vikings versus the Indianapolis Colts, Adrian Peterson tried to give it his all, but the young buck, the young rookie, Andrew Luck, was able to help pull it out, and Indianapolis got their first win of the season, 23-20. In the state of New England, the Patriots. The Patriots.
We drive cash.
Versus the always flaming, always hot as hell Arizona Cardinals. Now, it was a tough game. In the beginning, it was a defensive game. I got to give it to the Cardinals. They was bringing the pain and bringing the defense and giving Tom Brady and the crew all types of problems. But Tom Brady started wiping the sweat off. He started doing what he does best, and he started working it out. But then, in the fourth, it was 46 seconds left, and Tom Brady and the crew decided, we're going to see if we can kick a field goal and try to win this game. It was a 40-yard field goal, a 40-some-yard field goal. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The kicker missed the damn field goal. All the fans came out of the stadium and start slapping the damn kicker because he was so stupid for missing the 40-yard field goal. And the Arizona Cardinals were able to take the shocking shocker win victory, and they defeated the Patriots 20-18. Now,
that's horrible.
In Carolina, North Carolina. It was Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints versus Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. We all just thought that the who that of New Orleans was going to be able to lay the gumbo smackdown on Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers, but unfortunately, Cam Newton looked at the Saints and said, "I love me some shrimp in my gumbo, so you ain't got nothing coming, brothers." And Cam Newton was able to come out on top 35-27 over the Saints. In New York, we had a straight barnyard burner. It was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the New York Eli Manning and the New York champion Giants. And it looked really bleak and real grim for Eli Manning. He had threw three interceptions. It just wasn't looking too good for him. But next thing you know, Eli Manning told everybody, "Kiss my ass. I'm the new NFL champion. You better watch who you're talking to." Eli Manning and the Giants was able to pull out 25 points, one of the biggest deficits, 25 points in the fourth quarter, and they gave Tampa Bay a straight, "Sorry, we the champs. You better recognize ass whooping," and they beat them down 41-34. Washington Redskins, the rookie RG3, was facing Sam Bradford and the St. Louis Rams. Now, I got to say, I'm sorry, CK. The St. Louis Rams came out on top, CK. They came out on top. Sam Bradford and the St. Louis Rams was able to give RG3 his first defeat of the season, and they defeated the Washington Redskins 31-28. Now, in Dallas, the Dallas Cowboys, the Seattle Seahawks, everybody just thought, okay, it's the Seattle Seahawks. Dallas is going in there and straight whooping their ass and putting a spur in Seattle's ass. We thought that that's what was going to happen. But unfortunately, Seattle turned around and looked at Dallas and said, you guys must have forgot. You came from Brokeback Mountain. And they gave the Dallas Cowboys a straight whooping 27-7. That was a definite shocker because nobody was expecting that. I got to give Pete Carroll credit over there with the Seattle Seahawks. He's whipping them boys into shape. Tennessee Titans, San Diego Chargers, Phillip Rivers gave the Tennessee Titans a straight mama. I'm sorry I came home with this D on my report card ass whooping. 38-10. 38-10, the San Diego Chargers gave them a whooping. Now, in Pittsburgh, the New York Jets wasn't able to defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers and lost 27-10. The game, the Sunday night game, the game everybody was wanting to see, Detroit Lions versus the San Francisco 49ers. We watched the game. San Francisco came out on top 27-19, but that's not what we was waiting for. We was waiting for the real fight, the fight to see what was going to happen between the two coaches after the game, because last season when they faced each other, the damn coaches was about to beat each other ass after the game. That's what we all was looking forward to. That's what we was expecting. All the fans were saying, hey, coach, Lions coach, I think he said your mama. You better say something to him. Oh, yeah, you know everybody was trying to start something, but unfortunately the coaches decided they was going to be adults and they was going to handle it like adults, and they shook each other's hand, and Detroit took that ass whooping like men, and they were able to leave the stadium with their heads held high. Now, right now, Atlanta is facing the Denver Broncos right now tonight on Monday Night Football, and it's in the half right now, and Atlanta is up on Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos 22-7. And then the mama... And that's the, hey, can you please throw me the damn ball, D. Slate, and his sports analysis right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got an ear full. So for all of you sports fans, to understand that we bring you the livest industry news, entertainment, music, and now the lineup of sports. But what we're going to do is take a little deviant, and thank you so much for that, D. Slate. So definitely, you're going to get your dose of your latest sports. And understand that we always should strive. You know, on Friday, it's always high school. On Saturday, you have your collegiate basketball and collegiate sports. And on Sunday, you have your pro and professional. Everyone should always strive, and Mondays, always strive to be a professional player.
And
so
don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. I still got some great Say Something news coming for you guys a little later. Oh, yeah. I got some doozies for you.
All right. That is awesome. So, yes, we're going to deviate a little bit from the plan as called. And what we would like to do at this time is bring to you the CK table discussion of the day. After we have that, the discussion of the day, we're going to get into our second musical break for the evening. Then we're going to come back with the Say Something news, and then we'll catch on from there with some words of inspiration, and who knows how the rest of the show will go. So, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, yes, Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, CK, and LEO, and Mr. Norfolk has the night off. The time is now 37 minutes after the hour. It is 10:37. And we're going to get into the discussion, or should I say the round table discussion for the day. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you CK in the building, Anonymous Studios.
Thank you very much, PJ. I want to talk about tonight. I've seen some on Facebook. I seen a picture of a slave being auctioned off, and they had the picture of him. They had him very nude, and it showed frame back pictures of him being whipped. And I'm like, who is posting this stuff? Why? What's going on with that? And then it leads me to my next question about who are we really voting for this year in this election? Because do you want to go for Mitt Romney? After hearing that tape, that was very disturbing how he just want to say that the people that voted for President Obama really are just there. They want the government assistance. They want the welfare, the all the extra income they can get instead of actually going out there and getting their own. Where did he get off saying that? That kind of like teed me off today, as well as the picture that goes back to slavery time. So I want to know from the round table, from the whole panel, what are your thoughts and feelings on that?
I want to go in, but let me collect my thoughts. I'm going to go in on that. This is Elio. Let's ricochet to what Mitt Romney said about the public assistance. Now, I honestly do feel as though that some people do need that assistance, and some people are handicapping themselves. But one should have no right to state whether a person does need it or they don't need it, because you don't know. You don't know anyone's situation but your own. You're established as a candidate for the presidential election. We don't know the lifestyle you had coming up. We don't know that at all. Or the people you keep around you. See, I know from the standpoint of me, I need help. I don't get help. I need help. But who are you to say that I don't need that? You don't know what I go through on a day-to-day basis. And a lot of those people that need that is the lower middle class citizens, the same people that you're trying to cheat down there and make us lower and lower and lower and lower, so we can quote unquote get back to those times where you see that those pictures and we're being auctioned off. So I mean, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me that you see something like that on Facebook, because you could potentially see that happening. If we have, see, I don't personally know Romney. I don't know him. I don't know who his how would you say his mindset on going into this election, or what he's trying to do, or the people that surround him in the Republican Party, or their aim on where they want this world to go. But I don't see it going in a positive way if we have a Republican in office. I see us potentially going back to those times. And that's Leo.
I have a question. Is that picture made available? Did you say that you saw the picture, or do you have the picture made available for a review?
I've seen the picture on someone else's page. I would try my best to get a hold of that picture pretty soon and send it to you.
Okay, and you know, not for me personally, but basically, I want to go back to the point of someone even posting that picture. Do you think that, A, they should not have posted the picture, and there would be ignorance to knowing that these people exist and these opinions or these platforms exist, and no one wants to state or negate to, you know, include that there is a elephant in the room, a pink elephant at that, or should people just formulate an opinion and not make it visual? Let me take it to the responsibility of the people, because you can't fight a war without ammunition. And ammunition doesn't have to be physical attributes. It can be verbal. It can be formative opinion. And knowledge is power. So that's what I want to repose the question. When people post pictures, or you know, when people have political views and things of that nature, and be like, well, why would you say that? Or why would you even entertain that? Or why? Is it proper protocol for us not to say anything?
Or do we say something and expose these people?
Exactly. I personally feel like that was embarrassing, because for one, and the Black community have already went through over 400 or 500 years of suffering with slavery, coming from one country to another country, being enslaved and chained. And to hear from generation to generation the storyline of what happened, and to be reminded, it just shows how much racism still exists from what people think and don't, and still do. And it was a disgraceful thing, and I really was not pleased with that.
Understood. Well, that was awesome. I really don't have an opinion other than what was stated. What about you, D. Slate?
I think the only thing I'm going to say about it is that it's always some type of mudslinging going on in elections and different things like that. And on that aspect, I'm just going to say, ladies and gentlemen, just make your decisions wisely. I'm kind of getting tired of kind of telling everybody, you know, the whole gist of the situation between the whole Democratic and Republican thing. And I just want to say this, those smart individuals out there who knows about politics, who knows what the Democrats do and what the Republicans do, all I'm going to say is, if, you know, all the middle class and all my middle class and lower class cats that are out there, all I'm going to say is this: you better make the right decision, okay? Because if you put a Republican in the office, that's your ass, plain and simple. It's going to be a wrap, because they only look out for high class, you know, and that's been the situation for a very long time. So if you pissed off at Obama or whatever the case may be, and you go in there and make the wrong decision, then that's your ass.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first. And we thank you for that discussion. Any parting remarks from Charisma of CK, the roundtable discussion? Any parting remarks, CK?
No. I just want people to be wise about who they vote for this year.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and it is 10:45, 45 minutes after the hour. We're going to get into our second musical break for the evening, and when we come back off this musical break, we will be getting into the Say Something News, normally brought to you by Mr. Al Norfolk, who has the evening off, so no other than our illustrious leader, Mr. D. Slate, is going to be filling in that aspect. And I'll be also, and following that, I do stand to be corrected, we'll be having some words of wisdom from L.E.O. I'm going to be bringing a little bit of information, some tidbits, and maybe a poem or so. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the second musical break, and let's keep it moving. If you can hear me clap twice, if you want to get in and fit in and celebrate your birthday, give a shout-out, you know, how's your first week of school going? And this is not just for the kids. You can be an educator, custodian, crossing guard, counselor, AP, which is assistant principal, whatever. All of these things are encumbersome of education if you're back to college. You know, if you're a lover of football, you want to give a shout-out to your team. This is what you can do. This is your platform. This is your format. That's why it's called the I Got Something to Say radio show, and you're able to do it. Dial in to 718-766-4553. That number again is 718-766-4553. Get in when you fit in on the I Got Something to Say show. Take it away for our second musical break this evening, D. Slate.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. It's the second musical break on the I Got Something to Say radio show. We've got independent neo-soul singing artist, the lovely Miss Terry Tobin, with her hit "Love Me," and I got another classical hit for you guys by the blonde-haired lady fanatic, Mr. Tony Terry, with his hit song "Everlasting Love," right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show, and I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, and I am here with L.E.O., Live Every Day Optimistically. We also have C.K. in the building, D. Slate in the building, and Mr. Al Norfolk has the evening off. The time is now 56 minutes after 10 p.m. It is 10:56 in the city, lovely, lovely city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, and we are based out of the Anonymous Blue Studios. We're having a wonderful time. This is the People's Choice segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show. Unfortunately, we do not have a national artist to interview on this evening. However, we are the infamous people of our own creation. So we've had the opportunity to hear some sports. We've had the opportunity to hear a topic of discussion, roundtable topic of discussion, and we're going to keep this thing moving forward. What we're going to do now is hear from Mr. L.E.O. He gives us some parting words of wisdom, and then we're going to bring it back with the Say Something News, and then you'll never know what goes on from there. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please assist me in bringing to our listening ears, snap up your fingers, cross your toes, open your mind, and let your mind flow. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Mr. L.E.O. L.E.O. in the building.
Okay. There's some words of inspiration. This is going to trickle off of our roundtable discussion. I think it's more than necessary to do so. Here's some words. Life isn't designed for it to be easy. So when you come across obstacles, don't give up. As people, as minorities, as whoever you are, don't give up. Because once you get past that, you're going to have more success. But encountering that same obstacle, it won't be as hard. Now, we've been suppressed for so many years. This whole slavery and people trying to take control of the less fortunate. This has been happening since the beginning of time. But we did not give up. People did not give up. That's why we're at the point where we're at today, because we did not give up. And we're going to continue to push, regardless of who's in the office. If it's Obama, if it's Romney. If it's Romney, so be it. We can't give up as people. We have to stick together. We have to use our own minds to persevere. You just can't give up. Keep pushing. Keep striving. And that's L.E.O. I Live Every Day Optimistic.
All right. That was L.E.O. Live Every Day Optimistically with words of wisdom. And the music was provided by Marcus Gameface Boy. He brings us the most fabulous beats, music, and arrangements, ladies and gentlemen, based out of a lot of different places, but Northern Virginia, Western Virginia area. So definitely check him out on Facebook. And he's our featured producer for the evening. We also have another featured producer who will be bringing to us the Curry Caribbean vibe. His name is producer Flexman by way of Jamaica and of Top Shelf Productions of Media Cartel Recording Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia. They are some of our sponsors. So, you know, here and there, salute to all of my Jamaicans and Jamaicans and all of my West Indians. I walk one to all of my islanders. Thank you. Salute. Forward and sideward. To all the work that you do, to all the starving artists that we have out there, to all the United artists in all 50 states and abroad, we thank you. Salute for everything that you do. You got to keep it moving. Don't give up, because to whomever you serve has brought you this far, for you not to turn back now. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, there's so much going on in this huge world in which we live. So by way of conversation, by way of information, we're going to bring to you the Say Something News. Take it away, D. Slate.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Say Something News. Well, hey, let's say something. Now, let me tell you guys right now, in the Say Something News. All you American Idol fans out there, guess what? The circus is in the building. Nicki Minaj and Keith Smith have now been named the new judges on American Idol. So it's going to be Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey, Keith Urban, and Brandi Jackson. Oh, yes, for the circus in town. Now, apparently in the circus now, the clown is having a problem with, apparently, Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey, the divas of the show, it's the diva ego, are apparently having problems with each other. Apparently, they don't care too much for each other. So it's been a real awkward situation going back and forth with the two in the first couple of tapings of the American Idol. Don't really know how the new season's going to turn out with the new judges and with the whole situation between Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey. All I got to say, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a lot of Vaseline being put on. It's going to be a lot of weed being taken off. So really don't know what's going to happen, so you better tune in. Also out there, ladies and gentlemen, definitely I want to say that in the last few weeks we lost some soldiers in Afghanistan. Some soldiers were killed in Afghanistan. So definitely we want to send prayers to those out to the families that lost loved ones over in Afghanistan. All I gotta say is, yes, we like to fight, but we damn sure don't need to go to war. So let's please get those soldiers Afghanistan. Let's get them out of Afghanistan because they don't need to be over there. They need to be at home enjoying family and friends. So let's get them out of there. I just want to say to all the Laker fans, apparently there's some type of trade fiasco going on with Dwight Howard and this whole situation with his trade and everything like that. All I got to say is the haters are hating real loud and clear. The haters are definitely hating on the fact that my man, Superman Dwight Howard, is over there with the Lakers, and people are thinking it's going to be a slaughter in the NBA. But unfortunately, that's not how I see it, because the only way Dwight Howard and Steve Nash are really going to be able to score is if Kobe hands them the ball. And I say, that's going to be a cold day in hell, ladies and gentlemen, a cold day in hell. Now, also, I found out in a little tidbit of news that there was a fisherman that was trapped in the Pacific Ocean for over 100 days. Now, he was on his boat, and he heard some scratching under the boat. Well, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, the scratching damn sure wasn't a lobster. It was a great white shark. Yes, a great white shark actually helped the human being in this situation. The great white shark was able to help the fisherman find his way to some rescuers so he could be rescued. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's actually a vegan great white shark out there that decided to help somebody instead of eat them. Yes, what crazy days, ladies and gentlemen, crazy days. And I just want to say, ending off in this Say Something News, we have the election coming up in the coming months. Everybody, please go out there and vote. Make the right decision, because the right decision will help you in the long run. This is your boy D. Slate giving a shout out to my man Al Norfolk for the Say Something News.
Well, there you have it. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Thank you for that, D. Slate. Once again, Mr. Al Norfolk has the evening off. So we're going to keep it moving. Thank you so very much for all of those segments. We have 5 minutes after the hour. It is 11:05 for all those military personnel. It is 23:05 at this time in the PM prime meridian at this time. And the temperatures are ranging anywhere between 63 degrees for this evening for your lows. And then tomorrow is going to carry on to your mid-80s. It is a 30% chance of rain at this time. But, ladies and gentlemen, throughout the country, we're variant of a lot of different infamous, or should I say, changing weather, because, you know, it can be autumn in your soul, but it can be fall in your and your drought. So it is a season for breakthrough. It is a season for turbulence. It is a season for change. But seasons do change for the better of all of us. So I wanted to give you a little segment from our forthcoming segment, which is going to be mind, body, and soul. It is several ways to add years to your life. For instance, peel off of extra pudges to one or two years by, first of all, being a bit overweight. You can shorten your life and figure out your BMI. For those military personnel, you should understand what that is. It is a measurement compilation between your height and your width, I understand. So someone can Google that or Kindle that and give me more information about a BMI. Also, sleep 7 hours to add 1 to 2 years to your life. That doesn't happen for us people in the industry. We have a tendency a lot of times to, on average, 2 to 3 hours or 3 to 5 hours, but it is recommended that you receive at least 7 hours of sleep. Push harder to spin, and it adds 4 years to your life. When they mean by spinning, they mean cycling, workouts, utilizing your bicycles. Let's get that adrenaline moving. Let's get your body parts moving. Let's get your legs and arms moving. Definitely eating tastier meals adds 5 years to your life. Foods rich in antioxidants and omega-3 fatty acids such as dark chocolate, veggies, fish, it adds a prettier skin, and that is definitely a way to cut down on your heart disease risk factor. Go for a jog at 5 to 6 years to your life, running even slowly 3 times a week. Great is your chances to strengthen your bones, your heart, your mood, and other things that are good for your cardiological being. Quit smoking at, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, 7 years. 7 years. Chewing gum. Wow, it helps you feel young and energetic if you do this for 10 minutes or less. Here's how. Chew gum. Sniff. Wow, sniff what? Flowers? Okay, I didn't see the rest of the... Sniff what? Also, wearing sunglasses. Scratch and sniff, maybe? I don't know. And I digress. But wearing sunglasses helps to better your mood. Fiber cereals help add life years as well. Revisiting your yearbook, interesting. This states right here, Associated Press, when a person looks at the situation that mimics their younger years, they have a tendency to look younger and reap the health benefits. And there are a couple of more I would like to note. Laugh. It says, laugh your ass off. Wow, really? Did they not say that? People who crack up and smile look younger and feel younger. And I do know this. It takes 33 muscles to frown, and it only takes 13 to smile. So why overexert yourself, right? Blogging. Blogging gives you a sense of creativity. YouTubing on videos, Twitter feeds, watching television show episodes of choice, be it regular syndication or reality shows, watching movies, drinking plenty of water, coffee adds years to your life. Really? Have to recheck this. Wow. Drinking tea, hot cocoa, red wine, which I heard that is very, very good, milk. And those are just a couple of things that help you, shockingly, simple ways to your life. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a part of the upcoming segment, Mind, Body, and Soul. We want you to tune in to hear more about that, you know, how you can improve upon your quality of life by bettering your eating habits and engaging into beneficial activities and being able to laugh more and the things that I just noted. If you want to see or hear more information about what was read on this evening, you can Google it. Google it. Just putting shocking ways to improve one's life or adding years to your life in that format or that order, and you should be able to have some type of you know, comments or some different choices to come up that you can kind of, you know, go by as a format.
Well, I agree with the fiber cereal. I'm not sure about it keeping you young, but I think that the fiber cereal definitely keeps you in shape. I mean, you're running back and forth to the restroom so many times, you stay in shape.
Absolutely. I agree on that one, D. Slay. Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Look like we're going to be coming to a close for this segment, not at this time particularly at this moment, but what I would like to do at this time is to get into our last and final musical break for the evening. I want to come back with a poem from yours truly, and then our parting remarks from our segment of the People's Choice of the I Got Something to Say radio show. Take it away, D. Slade.
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on our last musical break on the I Got Something to Say show, and I definitely want to play a new song from the 90s hit R&B group, the Rude Boys. We had them on the show last week. The brothers were absolutely incredible. We had a great time with them.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Rude Boys' new song, Follow Me. And coming up after that, we may bring you a little Tracy Crews with Electricity right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Rude Boys.
Yeah.
Follow me. Follow me.
the energy to move beyond my capabilities. There is no limit to what your love can do.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. We have D. Slate, L-E-O-C-K, and Mr. Norfolk has the evening off right now. It is 20 minutes after the hour, 11:20 in your city at this time. This is the People's Choice segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show, powered by the D-Hour Show Radio Network. It is one of the most famous, most talked about, most followed, most respected independent radio stations around. I mean, we've even had listeners all the way of Hawaii that are currently listening to us. And you, too, can also listen to us by way of www.blogtalkradio.com/DAZ and David, our show. Also, to your TuneIn application on your smartphone, as well as your tablet devices, iTunes, and hopefully soon in the near future, meaning that we will be made available, hopefully, on iHeartRadio and other modules in which you can listen. If you want to call in to celebrate a birthday, a significant point in your life, you can always call in and dial in to 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. If you want to also have your music heard as an independent artist, definitely check us out on Facebook. We have the I Got Something to Say radio show page, as well as the D Hour Show radio page. So check us out. You can Google us, whatever you feel the need to do so. However, we invite you, we celebrate you, we applaud you, and we most importantly thank you for supporting us. Because if there's no you, there's no us, right? Because you is in both of those, correct?
That's right. Amen. That's correct.
Right. So we have like 8 minutes left into the show. Tonight was a wonderful show. You know, even though we didn't have a national artist, that's great because, you know, we are the infamous people and we love what we do. Outside of doing this, we, you know, have regular 9-to-5 jobs. We have other vested interests, but at the same time, we come together on a weekly basis and we adjoin ourselves and we align ourselves with wanting to give back to the community, and this is a way to do so. As an artist myself and as a poet, I want to leave you with this before we have our closing remarks from our esteemed co-host. And I don't like to utilize co. I like to say our other host in the building and our producer on this evening. And this is going out to all of my starving artists who have eclectivity in their way and in their approach of the spoken word format. If I can get some soft music, Mr. D. Slate, that would be greatly obliged.
Let's see what I can find for you.
Okay. And once again, our beats and our musical selections have been brought to you by Marcus Gameface Boyd. Shout out to producer Marcus Gameface Boyd and also to Media Cartel Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Salute to Top Shelf, producer Flexman, Ricky is awesome, and those people are very awesome. They've worked with various national recording artists, and we will be doing a lot of things with them. So once again, thank you for supporting us.
Well, let's give you some Anonymous Blue Studio music.
All righty. This rendition by Poetic Justice is called Writer's Block. It's in my head, that's what they said. Lyrical images dancing in my head like butter cornbread, resting like unmade beds and loose leaf tantrums blazing. Folding pupils like 20/20 vision, eyesight, and blinded because they are too tight like micros. Lost souls moan like brickin, regios playing without English majors. I've decided on a major deal. Can you feel me gently like on floors, feeling naked after the last raping pool laid cup? My cup running over and over and over, and silence is like non-verbalization of vocals that were violent by Dr. Martin Luther King, walking along as they thoughts dance verbally in my head, dancing with the stars and moons. That's what I messed up on. Yes, I am abrupt in my approach, and this is what they said. They told me to lay in the bed until 4:30 in the morning. That's what I said. Shamelessly ran out of words again. They stutter amongst me. See, because I am the writer's block. I am the writer's block that make you go vocalist. I am the writer's block that make you go chokeless when you have brain crumbs in your mind and you're stumbling over your words and you don't know how to rhyme because you have understood the reality of writer's block. 5 more left to go. Keep walking. struggling. Writer's block. Poetic justice, hostess with the mostest. Check me out, lyrically spoken, each and every Tuesday, live in Virginia Beach. Writer's block. Someone snapping it up, clapping it up. Well, thank you, thank you. Thank you, gracias. Not gracias, but gracias. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a wonderful show. We've gotten deep. We've given you information by way of politics. We've given you sports. We've given you news. And you have you a little bit of here and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And this is what we do here at the I Got Something to Say show, Anonymous Blue Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And we're connected in all 50 states and abroad. From my understanding, I believe that GB is not feeling too well tonight, so he will hopefully be back in the studios on Monday, and he can give us a little bit of what he's been doing and what he's been up to, and also our other personality, See, I'm a Nerd. Hopefully she can come and join us as well. This has been a wonderful segment.
There is a God. Amen.
Yeah. So we're going to go around the room real quick, starting with you, CK. Any party words or any projects in the loop or what's going on with you?
Let's see. Hey, What?
I thought you
Okay. I was going to say, just be wise, be safe, inspire, because someone might be inspiring you.
Okay. And any new projects or any way people can find out more information about you on the social network site?
They can find me on Twitter at KaiserificKaney or on Facebook, Kaiserific. And I keep all the daily info and updated information on my pages as well.
Thank you so, so very much. This is CK, and he always brings a table discussion. And as well, he is our, should I say, our liaison for media, what should I say, for media networking through the Hour Show Radio Network, as well as the I Got Something to Say show. Ozzy, you ain't trying to get me on the radio. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that?
No, we didn't hear that. You don't have, no, we didn't hear nothing.
No, we don't
have to know. I'm trying to be on the radio with Nick GB. Y'all trying to be funny. Y'all so much time. You ain't got no time. Hey, GB. How are you?
Nope.
Gosh. Gee whiz. GB, you're supposed to be in the bed, sweetie. You're not even supposed to be here. I'm going to go ahead and let CK talk real quick, and then we're going to come back to you, okay, because initially, we're wrapping things up. You ain't got to wrap my food up. I take this the way it is on the napkin. Oh my God!
Just when you think you're in heaven, the devil blows his breath on you.
Exactly.
That ain't fun, Mr. D Snake. Hey, Elio.
What's going on?
Hey, D Snake. Hey, Elio. Hey, I'm KC Sunshine Band.
Oh, that's on JV.
Hey, don't say it like that, like you meant, because I got my crazy chick.
Wow. You crazy?
What?
I don't even know what to say. Elio, go ahead.
All right, this is a little a brief wrap-up of what I'm doing right now. I'm working on a project right now called Karma Sutra, The Hidden Chapters.
Wow.
It's going to be intense. It is going to be sexual. It's going to be explicit. And it's going to be real. That's the big thing for this winter break. Hopefully it'll be to you January-ish. But I'm supposed to be doing the show November the 3rd. Is it the 3rd or the 4th? I'll get the correct date. But it's going to introduce that project. So, yeah, it's going down. And like I said, don't give up on anything because ultimately, whoever's in party does not have the last say. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Outstanding. Okay. And Elio is always doing great things, always giving us our words of wisdom, always supportive. And, you know, you can always find CK and Elio on Facebook and other social networking sites, as well as Twitter and things of that nature. And then you always see their posts and, you know, their contributions to the I Got Something to Say show. It's only going to get better from here. Mr. D. Slate, who is the CEO proprietor, this guy is like one of the other hardest working men in radio. I'm telling you, he gives effortless time to the commitment of making not just this show a successful show, but other shows alike. CK's already given his words. Elio's already given his words, and I'm speaking about no other than D. Slate. D. Slate, what do you have for us this evening?
Well, I just wanted to thank everybody for tuning into the I Got Something to Say show. We had a great, wonderful show tonight. Make sure you guys keep tuning to the D. Albert Show Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the show. Check us out. Check out CK, myself, and Elio on the Tuesday spot tomorrow. We're definitely going to get it in and play some music. Now, I want everybody to know that we were going to have a huge poetry showcase, you know, tomorrow on the D Hour Show Network, but we're going to give it a little bit more time to prepare for it a little bit more and make sure we get it together like we want it. So we're pushing back the poetry show to November 6th. So November 6th is going to be the huge poetry showcase on the D Hour Show. So definitely stay tuned. We're going to be putting out information about it, and it's going to go down. And for next month, October, that's the month of Halloween, for the D Hour Show, we're going to be trying to get some special guests, especially on our Tuesday show, for all you horror movie fanatics. We're going to be trying to pull in some horror movie directors and some horror movie actors and actresses on the D Hour Show, talking about some of the, you know, latest horror movies and things that they're working on and different things like that. So that's how we're going to be trying to set it up for you guys for October. So definitely make sure you guys keep tuned. And like I said, you never know who's going to be on the show. And we're just going to have a ball. And like I said, just keep tuning into the D Hour Show. And you never know who's going to be on with us. And we love giving you guys great shows all the time. And for myself, for those that don't know, off the air, you know, I want to let everybody know your boy D. Slate is actually working on a novel right now. Yes, I'm writing a novel right now, and I'll keep you guys up to date with the, you know, how that's going and what's going on with that. But yeah, I'm writing a novel right now.
That is fantastic, superb, and that is some congratulations to be in order for that. It takes a lot of great work, and I just can't wait to see the finished project, D. Slate. I mean, we have an incredible, very talented and skillful and dedicated team here. You know, sometimes it doesn't make dollars, but it makes plenty of sense. There may be just that one word or that crazy skit or character that pops in and out, like, you know, we're not going to call any names because we want to move on, but nonetheless, you never know how impactful that may be to change a person's mind or even their life, put a smile on their face. And I noticed that you say November 6th, and you know that's Election Day, so that's going to be interesting to have the huge poetry show on Election Day. So that will give something for the listening audience to do. Still go out there and vote, definitely. So it'll be plenty for you to do if you're interested. How can people get in contact if they want to be or be participating in the show or be on the show?
All they have to do is contact us at dhourshow@gmail.com. Hit us up, dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you so very much for that, producer D. Slate. And for yours truly, I'm going to be preparing for the Making Strides Breast Cancer Walk in Norfolk, Virginia. That's going to be taking place on September 29th Although October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Bullying Awareness Month, they're going to be doing it a little bit earlier because there's going to be so many activities going on in October of this year throughout the country and abroad. So, and also get ready to be a part of a couple of art shows because I am a visual artist and a photographer as well, and I'm working on a book and working on two new stage plays. So, you know, very, very busy and some other things, too, behind the scenes, which is going to be collaboratively dealing with the D Hour Show Radio Network. And, you know, we're going to be doing some collaborating. So definitely stay tuned. Stay tuned for great more recording artists and actors and industry people being on our show. And you never, never know what we're going to bring. So stay tuned. We thank you all for lending your support. We thank you so very much for giving us the encouragement in order to bring you quality entertainment week after week. And we just thank you immensely. We want to say these parting words to you. Good night, be safe, enjoy what you do and do what you enjoy, and remember, life is short and so is my real hair. Good night, we love you all. Signing off, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, C.K., L-E-O, and who has the night off? Mr. L. Norfolk. We're in the building. Say something. The I Got Something to Say radio show. Thanks a lot, Media Cartel Studios, for your support and for your sponsorship. We love you all. Good night.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Say something to say, say something.